Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Mikhail and Shina Get Fit. My name is Shina.
My name is Mikhail.
And together we are Mikhail and Shina Get Fit. In today's episode, we're kind of doing a deep dive on the last couple of reels that we would have posted on TikTok. For those of you who don't follow us on TikTok, you could check out Inspired by Shina, or you could check out our YouTube account. But overall, this podcast essentially exists to expand on those reels, breaking down the workouts that we would have done within those episodes, and then kind of sharing our insights and our personal experiences with weight loss. So, Mikhail, I kind of want to put you on the floor, and I want to ask you if you could just give us like a basic definition of what weight loss is.
So, weight loss is actually the process of reducing body weight, usually by fat, muscle, or water through diet, exercise, or maybe like a lifestyle change. Now, essentially, if this you want to put it down to like layman terms, that is exercising more, eating less.
Yeah.
You're burning more fat. Well, you're burning more calories and you're actually taking in. That's what it is, a calorie deficit.
Yeah. I think I kind of want to transition into my struggle with weight because I have always been a heavier girl. So since I was in high school, everybody at that time was very small. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was like 180, maybe 175, and right now that's the goal weight that I want to be at, which is crazy that I was that weight before in high school and I thought I was huge.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes I think to myself, I don't know if I was huge or if everybody was just small. But regardless, that's not what we're trying to discuss today. What we're trying to discuss is my personal struggle with weight loss. So when I was in form 3, I actually created something called a WLP, which is a weight loss plan. And I made this up because I never fully felt like comfortable and confident in my own skin in terms of my weight. And while I was growing up, there was a lot of ways in which I heard how to lose weight. So you could lose weight by taking like a special shake. There was this one thing that I drank that like you put it in some water, you shake it up, it turns into like a slime like drink. I don't know if you know about Slim Fast. I think it helps you not to feel hungry. And
it's like a meal replacement.
Yeah, it's like a meal replacement, and like it kind of like substitutes for some food essentially, and it curbs hunger cravings. That's what they actually say, right? And there were so many like methods to lose weight growing up, and I struggled with it because there was so much. Like, I think people overcomplicated weight loss, and sometimes I think they make weight loss sound very expensive. Like, you have to go to a gym to lose weight, or you have to have a special shake to lose weight, or you have to have a fitness coach or person to help you lose weight. But when we look at the definition of what weight loss actually is, it essentially is eat less, exercise more, but not to the point where you burn your body out because it's not at the fitness level that you want to be just yet.
Now, something that you actually mentioned before, you said that when it is you were 180 or around that weight, so
yeah,
and when did you look at yourself back then, it's like you wasn't as big, and even like with myself too. So before, I was also around that weight, and I realized that when I look at the pictures of myself back then, I was like, oh shucks, I wasn't even that big back then.
Yeah.
It's all about actual perspective. And I think back then too, both of us had a similar view of ourselves, like, oh, you know, we big and thing and we fat, but now, like looking back at myself,
now
like,
we're big and fat.
Yeah. Like looking back, it's like, hey, boy, we're real sexy, boy.
Yeah.
So it's all about perspective and also looking at yourself and loving yourself for who you are right now. I'm not saying, you know, if it's that you have weight and stuff like that on you, and you know, love yourself for who you are and stuff like that, and that's what I mean right there, no. If it is you have to make a change, go ahead and make the change. That's also why it is we're making this podcast, because we're talking about the gradual changes and the lessons that we're learning through the entire process. So be comfortable in your own skin. Love yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. And tell yourself that you are the most beautiful person.
I think you tell me that all the time, because like at the beginning of our relationship, I was a little bit heavier. And I always felt like, okay, I am actually too fat for this man. Right. And in my head, I feel like you're just this hunky guy, and I was just this big blubbery person. And you actually told me, shouldn't I need to stop saying those mean words to yourself?
Yeah.
Because also I think when you do that, you kind of bully yourself, and then
it also reflects on the body.
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah. And I think like when you bully yourself, two things either happen. One is that you get the encouragement to lose the weight, or you plunge yourself deeper and deeper into a hole that is really hard to get out of. And like, your mind is so important. If you don't think that you're going to lose the weight, I don't think you will.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it is that you are telling yourself mean things and, you know, your brain is saying you can't do it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to believe it eventually, because your mind is like the most important thing ever. So what I actually want to ask you is, do you think that you need to have a lot of money to lose weight? Like, do you need these fitness protein shakes? Now, granted, I just want to say, protein shakes taste good. They taste good. You introduced me to... Yeah, it tastes really amazing. You introduced me to this one shake that you had. I don't remember where you got it, but it was chef's kiss. But I think it was like 300 and something dollars.
I don't know, it's funny.
What's that?
It was chocolate. And I don't like chocolate.
I don't like chocolate, but that one specifically was really, really good. Mm. Like, it was so amazing. So I'm not saying don't eat or drink these items, but I think the main question is, do you believe that you absolutely need to buy all of these fancy things to lose weight? Because I think that's where people get kind of discouraged. I don't have money to go to a gym. I don't have exercising clothes to go and exercise. I don't have like all of these like fancy things. So do you think that you absolutely need to have money to lose weight?
No, because remember, in the definition what I gave, the layman term is actually, which is actually like a summary of the entire definition, is that exercise more and eat less. It doesn't even necessarily have to be like exercise itself. Huh? Exercise is just like a quick way to burn like a lot of calories during like a certain time period, because you're pushing your body a lot harder. The next thing is just to remember your goals. Once you're looking at weight loss, you don't have to be like going to a gym and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Getting like the most expensive equipment. Me personally, I stopped like doing like a lot of strenuous activities at the gym.
Yeah.
Like lifting up the heaviest weights and stuff like that. And I actually started to play basketball,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, that's how it is. We actually started this thing here too.
Yeah.
And I started to do more cardio.
That is beautiful, isn't it?
Oh.
I think it's amazing, so. Yeah.
I did. I think it's amazing once there's like, you look at it cool and it is, you have to like, I actually need to do the certain thing.
Yeah. I think I want to add to that point. Your goal, if it is to lose weight, I think that you may have to do a little bit more cardio. Mm. And I think like when we first met, you actually had just came from the gym. I remember this. Like we met up, you were literally like right outside the gym.
Glowing.
And I think you were strength training at that time.
I was.
And I think like we have to be able to prioritize our goals.
Mm-hmm.
If your goal is to lose like body fat, it may be more valuable, I assume, because I'm not a professional, to do cardio.
Yeah.
Because we saw with you, there wasn't a lot of like weight loss.
Yeah.
From you doing strength training. And this is not, you know, in any way to say that you were wasting your time. It was more so a matter of like your priority wasn't in the right place to get the change result that you wanted.
Yeah.
And I also think beyond exercising, because there are some people who may not be able to exercise, you know, but you could also start off by changing your diet, not starving yourself. Because I think when I was younger, I thought losing weight meant starve yourself and don't eat anything at all. And then you'd lose the weight and then exercise. But there have been moments in the past where I was so focused on losing the weight that I didn't eat anything. And I actually like fainted like while I was exercising.
You know why, right?
Because I literally was starving myself.
Exactly.
And that is something that I think people may struggle with, because they may not understand the concept properly on how to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like number one, weight loss actually starts from within.
Yeah.
And then it also starts from you planning accordingly.
Yeah.
When it is we look at, you know, Auntie Crystal's journey, I think she actually posted a video saying that she had lost 25 pounds. Mm. And I was really proud of her, because this happened as a result of consistent, you know, exercising and adjustments to her diet. Because if you follow her journey on YouTube and TikTok, you see that she makes quite a bit of like healthy meals.
Mm.
So you don't need the fanciest, you know, you don't need a toaster oven to go make your chicken in. Use the oven. Use the oven in your house. If you don't have an oven, use a pot. Use the stove.
That reminds me of something, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about this in one of the videos, right? Actually, so many videos that you did solo in. You started off by making a lemon drink, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. But the thing is, they said it never kettle. So what did they use?
I use my pot.
Exactly.
Yeah. I also think, like, you know, people may say visually, I need to go get a kettle. You don't need a kettle. Many things are luxuries that you don't actually need as a necessity to lose weight.
Mm.
So actually, let's talk about that. The drink that I had, it's lemon water. I heard that it's great for losing weight. There was somebody that I heard drank a lot of lemon water. This was back in like 2015, drinking lemon water, and I heard that it helped them actually to lose the weight. So I tried it out, and even though it is that I didn't have the, you know, most amazing method of heating water, at the end of the day I'm just trying to heat water. Like, you go back to bare basics. What do I need to do? What do I need to accomplish? So again, you definitely don't need to starve yourself to lose weight, and of course you don't need to have many of the expensive things to actually get to the goal that you have. So I want to kind of transition into the memory of weight loss. I think a lot of people remember that moment somebody said something to them that made them feel in their heart, okay, you're right, I can't do this. And this kind of goes into like my experience with losing weight. I was always kind of like bullied for being like a fatter kid.
Yeah.
And like those things, like I remember those things because those things are personal, like core memories of what growing up was like.
Mm.
And then I remember, you know, I touched on previously in the actual reels that we do that gyms give me quite a bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
But it gives me anxiety because of the memory I have associated with gyms.
Yeah.
I remember going into the gym for the first time. And the person at that time actually told me that I'm too fat to be here. And I think, you know, those things...
What did I mean?
Those things, like, help you, or it forces you to have... It creates a core memory. And it says, gym is bad, too fat. And I think I told myself, maybe when I get skinny, I would go to the gym. I never got skinny at that time. This was like, you know, earlier in my university life. This is when that would have occurred.
Well, it's a fine as Madison. Imagine that. You go to a gym, you come here to lose weight, you come here to just drink, treat, and you come here to for your health as well too. Bad for somebody come and say, you're too heavy, you're too big, you're too that, you're too whatever.
But I also think that while that person would have said that, it is not my job to give up.
It isn't.
Because if it is somebody tells me that I'm too fat, that's a fact. You're right. I'm right there with you in that experience. What you just said, I'm there. Because if I go on a scale and I check out my BMI, it's going to say overweight, obese, big, right? But does that then mean that I need to go and destroy the scale and say, how dare you? No, it doesn't mean that. So while it is some people may not be as sensitive towards a bigger person, I think that the invitation is to beyond that core memory that was created, you combat that by creating a better memory. And how did I do that in my life? I did that by starting to exercise with my boyfriend. And I think that exercising with you helped to like almost heal that core memory that I had, which is why when I first started losing weight, I actually made an active effort not to use a gym, because I wanted to prove that guy wrong. I wanted to tell him, hey, you're right, I don't need a gym to lose the weight. So that's where that comes in for me, right? And then I think beyond that, going to a gym, it's very nerve-wracking for me, because, you know, there are people watching you. And I have learned, like, now, because sometimes when we go on the court, there's somebody there. Do we then go and tell them, get off the court, I want to play basketball? That makes no sense.
On top of that, too, it's a public area. You can't be telling somebody something like that. Just so.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think like my fear of gyms came from that comment. But beyond that comment, I think my fear of going to the gym actually came from people thinking that I look dumb exercising, look dumb trying. And then that guy solidified that for me by telling me, you real fat boy, you don't belong in here. But the things that people tell you is not nearly as important as the things that you tell you.
Yeah. I have similar experiences back in primary school. I used to get bullied a lot back in primary school. And to the point where it is, and I remember in standard five, that I used to have to switch seats all the time, every day. I used to kind of like come to the point where it is that, oh, I wish I'm that on the person who dropped me or reach earlier, so it is I could find like my seat that was there before. One of the reasons for sure that I used to get bullied was because I'm a weed.
Really?
Yeah.
You were a fat kid?
Yeah, I was a fat kid, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Until like going up until form three when I actually started to play basketball and I also got into parkour. Now, back then, as like a little child, it hit me to be like, oh shucks, I felt that thing at that time. The same way how it is like you took the perspective of somebody else saying, and oh shucks, I felt that thing at that. I don't want to go to the gym and thing.
Yeah.
At the same time too, you actually want to prove the person wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time too, you're not doing it to prove the person wrong. It's for you, because at the end of the day, you're looking at yourself in the mirror and be like, I want to do this because I want to wake up happy. I want to do this because I want to treat myself nice. In a similar way, like, I told myself, you know what, when I started exercising and running around Mount Hope Hospital, I told myself, you know what, boy, nobody cares.
That's true.
Nobody cares. In fact, a lot of people actually like to see, like, somebody exercising. When I did that, and, like, even I did bullies and stuff like that, people who were, like, bully and things like that, just to be like, oh, you're fat and stuff like that, and because there's something that you are doing that affects them.
Okay.
And they're only saying that because they don't want you to be at a certain level. Or they probably have something going on in their life, whatever the reason is.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what they think. At the end of the day, it matters what, how it is you are.
And how you perceive yourself.
And how you perceive yourself.
I also want to add that a lot of the times people think that, like, this would last forever.
And not.
I also realize that you as a person, you make up 0.00000001% of somebody's memory. Sometimes, depending on the memory. Like, if it is something embarrassing happens, I'm exercising and somebody passing by in their car sees me exercising and they laugh and say, ha, this person is so fat. That's not going to be like something that they carry with them throughout the day. And when they see, let's say, their loved one, the first thing they say is, I saw someone fat today exercising. Like, do the thing even though people are laughing, even though people are saying, ew. Because I think you have to understand that your body is the home that you would live in for the rest of your life. Your being. You live in your body, so you need to be able to be comfortable with what you see. Mm. And something that you have told me quite a bit within our relationship is, you know, you have to be comfortable with what you look at in the mirror.
Mm.
Like, are you okay with the person that you see there? And if the answer is no, the invitation is not to just pout and be sad. It's to make an adjustment, to change and to do something differently. Even if you don't have all of the tools to do something, you may not have money to go to a gym, but let's say you have stairs outside your house, you could walk up and down those stairs. You know, my dad exercises literally every single day and he keeps very fit. You know, like, I've seen him walk around my house, do work outside. Mm. And this is not by any means him going to the gym, lifting weights, but he's still fit. He's still healthy. So do the things that you can within the environments that you are able to.
Yeah. Something I want to add to this is that those things there, like seeing yourself as fat and stuff that are going around and trying to like hide your weight.
Yeah.
That's insecurities.
Yeah.
Insecurities isn't a bad thing once it is you look at it that way. It's actually something to tell you, hey, there's a change that you need to make.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about it like that.
So if it is that you feel insecure about something, ask yourself, what is it I could change to actually make myself feel better?
Mm-hmm.
What is it I could change to make like around me better? Look at things that way, and through that you could actually like find different possibilities to actually make yourself feel better. I remember when my brother like took a picture of me because like I was slouching by my desk, and he's like, Mikael, what's up, boy? And I know like you really see yourself and thing, but it's really how you look at it anytime when you say something like that.
Yeah.
And when I watched your picture, I was like, damn, boy, I'll fatty watty. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nah, free watch. Back then, when I see that picture, I was like, nah.
You need to do something.
Nah. The day after I do something, this is during COVID time. The day after I do something, I make a plan, thing. I start to journal and all of that. I start to journal my progress. And I went down from, I think it was 97 kilos to 70 to 79. 79.5 or something. I don't know.
How much is that in pounds?
So 79 kilos is actually 174 pounds.
Okay.
So I was actually that small.
That's great.
Yeah. I didn't have that much muscle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like compared
skinny
to now.
Mini.
Yeah, I was more skinny mini.
Yeah.
I was a little bit more slender and thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I did still have big legs.
So do you miss that body you had now?
Not entirely, actually.
Okay.
Not entirely. So I miss going on to that weight because I remember what it's like to have less weight on the body. You could be more flexible. You could actually do like longer hikes. You could feel different. You feel a lot healthier. But like now, I appreciate the body that I have.
Yeah.
Because when I watch myself in the mirror, it's like, hey, I sexy like that way. You talking about better.
Yeah, you are.
And I mean, yeah. And on top of that too, I'm way stronger than how I was back then.
Okay.
Before I couldn't move like certain type of weight, I thought I was strong then, but like now, ah.
I think that we need to get comfortable with using your insecurities as fuel to do something better.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I have always been very insecure about my arms. My arms are very flabby. But does that necessarily mean that, you know, I just need to hide my arms, get clothes to hide my arms? I think it more means that I may just have to work on my arms a little bit differently so that I'll be able to get the change result that I desire. So as we kind of transition into the next aspect of this podcast, I want to kind of break down the reels and the workouts that we would have done for the last 3 episodes that will be linked in the show notes. Those episodes kind of featured me in 2 solo episodes, and then it was one where we did it together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you were at camp. I was all by myself.
You was alone.
And I really wanted to go to the court, but I did not want to go without you.
Mm.
So instead of, for those couple of days you were at camp, instead of pouting and being sad, I decided to substitute it with something else. So what I would have done at that time was I would have done my regular jump ropes, but then I would have added in step ups, crab walks, and then I did the squats at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me that on the days that I may not be able to count on you to help me, I can count on me. So while yes, we are a team and yes, we can exercise together, the invitation is always to understand that we are not necessarily the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are not the same person, we have to have our own individual goals. And I can't say, okay, Mikhail is not here, so you know what that means? No exercising. No, it means that I'm still going to exercise because it is necessary for the goals that I have for myself. And I think when I did the solo episodes, I was sad, but I needed to push through it. And this kind of leans into, I had to have the discipline outside of my desire to be with you to lose the weight. Because I think like exercising with your partner is amazing, except of course, if you use them as like a pedestal. If they don't do it, I don't want to do it. I think that gets a little bit dangerous because you kind of have to have like your own individuality in a sense, but teamwork.
Yeah.
So I had to have had that discipline at that time to do the workouts by myself without you.
Mm-hmm. So I remember those days, like you was texting, man. We was actually texting each other, like we wish like we was there for each other, thing like that. But you also have to remember, nobody is going to lose weight for you except you.
Whoa.
You actually have to get up and go, like, as much as you love a person and thing, even like God, that God actually gives you the fruit. God isn't going to get up and be like, poof, weight gone. No, you have free will for a reason. That's for you to actually get up and make the choice. Because if it's that, things are that easy, you wouldn't truly like appreciate it.
I was going to say
and
that,
actually
yeah.
Get into it actually, because you can't truly appreciate something if it's that like you don't really like work for it.
Yeah.
If it's you don't work for your relationship, if it's that like, you don't work for the for that job that you want, if it's that like, you don't work for the position in life that you want to get, if it is you want to get rich and thing too. If it's that, no, we're not rich or anything, but if it's that you don't want to, like, if it's that you don't work to, like, get to that point, and you're just dreaming to yourself every day, oh, I want to get rich and things, oh, it is I want to reach it at this point, I'm like, oh, I want to lose weight and things, and just watching this body on a phone, how it is back then to now, I live in a fast, but, like, as past glories, you live in a dream world, my friend.
So, yes. I actually heard that a goal without a plan is just a dream.
It is.
So, yes, while my goal is to exercise with you, that'd be great. My main goal is to lose 50 pounds. That's my main goal. Mm-hmm. With or without you. I remember a time I told you that I'm going to exercise with or without you. And
I was like, cool, go ahead.
Yeah, it was not.
I was literally like that, and I was like, yeah, cool, go ahead. You go ahead on it. Because right at the time, I wasn't there. I was at camp. I was doing my security duties at camp. I couldn't like get up and say, Shona, get off. We're moving to the court now. No.
I had to row that boat by myself.
Yeah, she had to ride that boat by herself. She had to make her own substitute exercises. Even like me, you know, like at camp, I had to do like a lot of walking and get
stuff.
Yeah, I did actually. There was a time where it was that we couldn't exercise together all the time. Like, Shona will have to exercise by herself and I'll have to exercise by myself.
Yeah.
This is when I was at the gym. Anytime I used to go to the gym, I used to tell myself, hey, hold on. This mightn't be exactly her goal, because at the time I was doing more strength training. This mightn't be her goal, but it's my goal. She mightn't be able to like be here and like do these exercises with me, but I want to get stronger. I need to get stronger. My goal for the end of the year is actually to bench press 225 pounds, or at least a little bit over 200 pounds. Because my father, he could have bench pressed 225 pounds for about 10 reps. I already superseded with the legs and everything, but because he could have do 600 pounds for about, I think like 10 reps too. So I far way above that.
Yeah.
But to see with my upper body now, I need to get to that point. But first now, I need to lose the weight because of where I'm at life. And also, I do know that your strength training is important, especially as a man. When it is you exercise with weights, that will allow your body to release a lot of testosterone and you would feel better. And you have to also prioritize what it is you're doing at the moment in life.
I think now I would like to transition into playing a new sport with each other. Because we spoke about doing things separately. I was not at camp, you were at camp. I was doing my own thing, you were doing your thing. You spoke about being at the gym, you doing your strength training, because I remember checking you in the gym when you exercise sometimes. And I want to kind of go into playing a sport together. Because like we had our own individual lives before we started exercising together, like our own individual way of doing this. So for me, learning a new sport was frustrating but fun. And doing it with you is what made it fun. So back in 2022 to 2024, that's when my fitness journey really began, right? I was like 246 pounds at that time in 2022. And I experienced like, I guess a time in my life where the world was crashing and I needed a change. And so I started solo exercising. This was way before we ever met each other. I did not even know you existed. And for me, fitness wasn't fun. It was just something I did to relieve stress, to pass the time. But now I think doing it with you makes it fun. And I think that in the start, like before we started this series, we exercised together. Like we would walk up and down Cardiac Hill. And because I was so accustomed to solo exercising, I actually had to adjust to have you there with me. Because I was not accustomed to playing with somebody. I was not accustomed to fitness being fun. There were many, many times where, you know, like I laughed and I was happy. And I remembered, oh, you don't have to be stressed to exercise. You don't have to be sad to exercise. You don't have to be going through like a life-changing thing to exercise. You could just exercise, and exercising could just be fun. And that is why, again, fitness is always better when you do it together. I think when you have that person there, or have a person there with you, I think it makes the journey that much more tolerable. But that is not all that you need. Because if it is, you don't push yourself hard enough to do and accomplish the goals that you have, you will remain exactly where you began. Because sometimes you can get distracted when you are exercising, especially with the relationship we have. Sometimes we make so many jokes, we kind of have to remind ourselves, hey, let's kind of keep it on track.
It's very easy to actually lose track for both of us, because there are a lot of things that
we joke about.
There are a lot of things that we like to talk about at the moment, but you have to remember that, hey, right now we're dedicating the time the Ashwagandha exercise. We're not dedicating any time to do certain other things.
So we're not saying that we just were silent, marching up the hill like soldiers, saying nothing. Yes, we could chatter, we could laugh, but don't slow down. There were times when we were actually exercising on the hill, and like I just stopped.
Yeah, and I'd be, hey, baby, nah.
So even though I stopped, it wasn't like, you know, we stood there and had a conversation.
Mm.
Like, yeah, we ate for lunch, you know, how you're feeling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, it is very important to time and place because it's very easy to get carried away.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you have your goals set.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that was like the most important thing, to be able to lose the weight while doing something that I love and keeping focus.
So even though, like, while it is your exercise and anything, have like your own little splash of personality and stuff to make it fun for you.
Don't make it so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, weight loss is serious, yes, but also remember that you have your own, like, personality outside of just exercising.
Yeah.
I remember not having anybody to make jokes with, and it was boring.
Yeah.
Like, it was really lame. And it made me appreciate actually exercising with you. I think that when it is that you mix fitness and fun, you have like a greater appreciation for what it is you're doing. So you don't just wake up in the morning, yawn and stretch and say, oh gosh, I had to exercise again. To me, exercising with you is like I wake up in the morning, stretch, and I say, I can't wait to go and exercise with my sweet, sweet boyfriend, Mikhail, right? So I think that exercising with your person, and I also think recording it and publishing it on the internet,
it forces you
to be accountable.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because like if it is, we didn't post a video in a month. Now, granted, I'm not sure that anybody would message us and be like, where's the video? Where's the video? But it keeps us accountable.
Yeah.
To do certain things. And something that I kind of want to ask is, is it important to consider how you feel, or is it more important to have discipline to go, okay, I may feel like not exercising, but I have the discipline to exercise?
Mm-hmm. I would say it's more important to actually have discipline. While yes, your feelings do matter. Like if it is you wake up one day and you feel sad or depressed because of something, you still have to actually exercise, because as we said before, nobody's going to change that for you. Obviously, if it's that, you know, yeah, probably a family member died, or like you really can't get up and move at all, that's understandable in those situations. But don't stay in that spot forever. I want to add something to once it is you, like you start losing weight,
yeah,
or like anything at all to once you start the journey, don't dive straight into it just so. Don't just say, hey, I'm going to cut this thing out completely. I'm going to like do this completely. When does that go? I wrote on the gun. I'm going to starve myself completely. Well, if this only have like a little bit of money and thing, and you have like enough to buy doubles now, just go home and get some food. But you might not even be able to like, make it up the road though. No, seriously, you know, sometimes you might be able to make it up the road. At least we eat like one doubles now, because you can't not eat nothing. You need something in your system.
Yeah, I think being extremely strict is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to stay within the bounds of your diet is important, yes.
Yeah.
But if it is that you feel like you're going to faint if you don't eat something, and you say,
you need something,
I need a salad. I need like a salad with specifically quinoa.
Yeah.
And they don't have that, you're going to be like, way out of die, boy.
Yeah.
No. I think that is very important to be practical.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying go and eat 10 doubles. Right, but I was just saying that if it is that you're accustomed eating four doubles, maybe eat two or three. If it is that you're accustomed having a three piece from Royal Castle with an extra portion of fries and coleslaw, then just have like a two piece or a one piece. Right, just wean yourself off of it, because like there are certain snacks that I like that I had to wean myself off of, and as much as I liked them, I had to give it up slowly and slowly, and then eventually I stopped.
Yeah. Now, something else I want to add into that too. When is it going to pick a poison?
Mm-hmm.
Pick one.
That makes sense.
That makes sense at least now.
For your weight loss goals. Yeah. I think this was like a great conversation with you. We're now just going to transition into telling you guys, thank you so much for listening and supporting our podcast. Mikhail and Shina Get Fit is truly our baby project. Like, this is something that we kind of always wants to do. We're so happy that you found the time to actually listen to our podcast, to listen to us talk about our journey to lose weight. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube, TikTok, and our Instagram pages. You can find it in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe to Auntie Crystal's journey as well. And she has been a very pivotal role to the beginning of our exercising journey. And next week, we will be covering a little bit more, like some sensitive topics. Mm. At least I think it's sensitive topics.
Rolling downsides.
So, yes, it's amazing to exercise with my partner, my loving boyfriend, Mikhail.
Mm.
But there may be some downsides to certain things. So we're going to discuss those kind of sensitive topics in the next episode. And we hope that you all will be there. Please check out the show notes for all links to all of our social media pages. And also, if you'd like to contribute to an episode by telling us what you might want us to talk about, there will be a Google form linked so that we can hear your feedback. So thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. And we'll see you all in the next one. Bye.
Bye.